Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim Manim Amar by Ram Goldar, and there was Zechus Menachos, Daf Kuf Ches, the 13th parak, Hari Allah Yisaron. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, some Amorim disagree about the law of Moser Asirisa Eifo Shul Kohen Gadol. The excess funds of the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin of 1/10 of an Eifa of fine flour, meaning money was designated for the Chavitin, but the flour decreased in price, leaving excess funds. Because the Chavitin are called Achatas elsewhere, some hold that its Mosaros are used for Nedavot Sibor, communal Ola offerings, like excess funds of Achatas. Others hold Yirkov, the excess money of the Chavitin is left to rot. Since it's not actually brought to atone for a chet, its money cannot be used for Nedavot Sibor. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brings support for this second opinion. A pasuk says that a Minchas Chotah does not require Lavona, ki chatasi, for it is a Chatas offering, and Rav Yehuda darshans, he kruya chatas, ve'en acheres kruya chatas. It is called a chatas, but no other mincha is called a chatas. This teaches that the Asiris Ha'efo Shul Kohen Gadol is not called a chatas and does require lavona. Similarly, its excess funds are not brought for a nedavat zibor and are instead left to rot. Point number two, the next mission states that if one said shor ze ola, this cow is an ola, and it developed a mum, then imratza yavi b'dam of shnayim. If he wants, he may bring two with its redemption money. If two animals were designated olos and became blemished, he may bring one ola with their money. Rebbe prohibits doing so, but agrees that if he did, he's yotze. And the Gemara explains that he considers it similar to bring a small animal when he donated a larger one. It adds that Rebbe argues in the first case as well. The Gemara asks that the previous Mishnah taught that if one pledged to bring a shor worth a mana and instead brought two animals together worth a mana, he is not yotze. It answers that where he said shor zeh is a carbon and it became a balmum, he is exempt from his neder as soon as the ol became a balmum. In the earlier Mishnah where he said hari alai shor, it's incumbent on me to bring a shor, he remains responsible to fulfill his neder until he actually brings the carbon he pledged. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one says, Echad mekvatsai hekdesh, one of my lambs shall be hekdesh as a carbon, then if he had two animals, the larger one is hekdesh. As the Gemara explains, makdish ba'ein yafa makdish, one who is makdish does so generously, and we assume he intended to be makdish the better carbon. If he had three animals, beinonish behem hekdesh, the middle one of them is hekdesh. The Gemara adds that this implies that one is makdish ba'ein ra. Shmuel explains that the Mishnah means we also consider the possibility that he may have meant the middle animal because it is Yafa relative to the smallest, but the largest animal also certainly may be Hekdesh. Because of this doubt, Rabbi Chiya bar Rav says he must wait until the middle one develops a mum and transfers its Kedusha onto the larger one so that the middle one is permitted and the larger one is definitely Hekdesh. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, several Amoraim disagree about the law of Moser Asirisa Eifa Shul Kohen Gadol, the excess funds of the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin of 1/10 of an Eifa of fine flour, meaning money was designated for the Chavitin, but the flour decreased in price, leaving excess funds. Because the Chavitin are called Achatas elsewhere, some hold that its Mosaros are used for Nedavot Sibor, communal Ola offerings, like excess funds of Achatas. Others hold Yirkov, the excess money of the Chavitin is left to rot. Since it's not actually brought to atone for a chet, its money cannot be used for Nedavot Sibur. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brings support for this second opinion. A pasuk says that a Minchas Chotah does not require Lavona, ki chatasi, for it is a Chatas offering, and Rav Yehuda darshans, he kruya chatas, ve'en acheres kruya chatas. It is called a chatas, but no other mincha is called a chatas. This teaches that the Asiris Ha'efo Shul Kohen Gadol is not called a chatas and does require lavona. Similarly, its excess funds are not brought for a nedavat zibor and are instead left to rot. Point number two, the next mission states that if one said shor ze ola, this cow is an ola, and it developed a mum, then imratza yavi b'dam of shnayim. If he wants, he may bring two with its redemption money. If two animals were designated olos and became blemished, he may bring one ola with their money. Rebbe prohibits doing so, but agrees that if he did, he's yotze. And the Gemara explains that he considers it similar to bring a small animal when he donated a larger one. It adds that Rebbe argues in the first case as well. The Gemara asks that the previous Mishnah taught that if one pledged to bring a shor worth a mana and instead brought two animals together worth a mana, he is not yotze. It answers that where he said shor zeh is a carbon and it became a balmum, he is exempt from his neder as soon as the ol became a balmum. In the earlier Mishnah where he said hari alai shor, it's incumbent on me to bring a shor, he remains responsible to fulfill his neder until he actually brings the carbon he pledged. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one says, Echad Mekvatsai Hekdesh, one of my lambs shall be Hekdesh as a carbon, then if he had two animals, the larger one is Hekdesh. As the Gemara explains, Makdish Ba'ain Yafa Makdish, one who is Makdish does so generously, and we assume he intended to be Makdish the better carbon. If he had three animals, Beinonish Behem Hekdesh, the middle one of them is Hekdesh. The Gemara adds that this implies that one is Makdish Ba'ain Ra. Shmuel explains that the Mishnah means we also consider the possibility that he may have meant the middle animal because it is Yafa relative to the smallest, but the largest animal also certainly may be Hekdesh. Because of this doubt, Rabbi Chiya bar Rav says he must wait until the middle one develops a mum and transfers its Kedusha onto the larger one so that the middle one is permitted and the larger one is definitely Hekdesh. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Ches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Mordechai Slovin from Ramat Beit Shemesh, as well as from Nathaniel Jacob from Great Neck, New York. They both suggested that Kuf Ches is a pickpocket, kach, a pickpocket. So here goes. The mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money he redeemed from one animal that was a balmum and used it to buy two, were told that it's time to behave and they should donate one of their animals to Hekdesh, which would mean their largest one because Ba'in Yafa Makdish. Once again, slow motion. The mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, which reminds us, Gemara discusses what is done with Moser Asir Ze'efesh Kohen Gadol, meaning the money that was designated for the Chavitim but the fire decreased in price, leaving excess funds. So, the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a balmum and used it to buy two, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one said, this cow is an ola and it developed a mum, then Imratza Yavi Badam of Shnaim, if he wants, he may bring two with its redemption money. So the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a balmum and used it to buy two, were told that it's time to behave and they should donate one of their animals to Hekdesh, which would mean their largest one because Ba'in Yafa Makdish, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, one of my lambs shall be Hekdesh as a carbon, then if he had two animals, the larger one is Hekdesh. As the Gemara explains, Makdish Ba'in Yafa Makdish, one who is Makdish does so generously, and we assume he intended to be Makdish, the better carbon. So once again, the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a balmum and used it to buy two, were told that it's time to behave and they should donate one of their animals to Hekdesh, which would mean their largest one because Ba'in Yafa Makdish. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Siman Daf Kuf Dalet is code. So here goes. The Kohen Codebreaker. Code. That must be on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Kohen Codebreaker, who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code, was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, which reminds us, we learned that one may donate 3, 4, 6 Lugin or more as wine for Nesachim, because those are the amounts which are brought with the carbon. The question is, if Yesh Kevel Nesachim, is there a fixing for Nesachim or not? Meaning, is a donation of a certain amount of Lugin fixed to be brought as one offering, or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 Lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for Nesachim, then if a Nesachim donated is not fixed, he would remove and offer for them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining log would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, which is the law for surplus nesachim. If a nedra of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a 6th is added to them. So the Kohen Codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if one may donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. So the Kohen Codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term Nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The Pasuk says, when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbonis. He explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi darcho lehavi mincha, whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Mala ani alav ki ilo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. Daf Kuf He. So the Siman Daf Kuf He is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. That must be more on Daf Kuf He. The hacker was programming the computer to print a mincha source card when someone entered an unspecified mincha. Which reminds us, according to Yehuda, when someone says an unspecified mincha, it's a mincha solus, which is miyuchedus. He considers it unique because leis leishem levaya, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the pasuk simply calls it a mincha in contrast to other menachos. So the hacker was programming the computer to print the mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rikikim, which reminds us, the first mission of the 13th parak taught that if one specified one of the five types of menachos, but couldn't remember which, he must bring all five types. Rabbi Yirmi says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rikikim. He doesn't consider them two different menachos, but variations of one mincha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rikikin and chalas, all rikikin, non-rikikin, one chala, eight rikikin and two chalas, and so on. Adding the other three types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not five. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only five menachos are necessary because he holds maisu masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. So the hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha souls card when someone entered an unspecified mincha received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rikikin, and even won the bonus for explaining how to do kamitza on them. Which reminds us, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rikikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kamitza on such menachos. Daf Kuv Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuv Vav is a tight rope walker walking a fine line, Kuv. So here goes. The tight rope walker, that must mourn Daf Kuv Vav, walking a fine line, Kuv. The tightrope walker in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, which reminds us, our Bryce elaborates on the Machlokas taught in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. If one specified to bring a particular number of Yisronim, but cannot recall the amount and establish that it should be brought in a single Kli, the Chachamim say he brings a single Mincha consisting of 60 Yisronim, thus covering every possibility. Rebbe says he must bring all possible menachos from one Yisaron to 60, totaling 1,830 Yisronim. Rav Chisda offers the first of four explanations of their Machlokas, but Mutu Hachnis Chun Azara Kamufuge. They're arguing if it's permitted to bring Chulin into the Azara. So the tightrope walk in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedav, which reminds us, Gemara brings a second explanation for the Machlokas. They argue whether it's mutter la'arav chove b'nedava, whether it's mutter to mix a minchas neder with a minchas nedava. So the tightrope walk in the midst of bringing 60 different sized menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a minchas neder with a minchas nedava, because he was distracted by the next performer on the platform who forgot how much gold he pledged and pointing to a big pile of coins shouted, "I did not intend this much." Which reminds us, the Mishnah details how much one must bring if he pledges to give gold, silver, or copper, if he pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, until he can say, "I didn't intend this much." Daf Kuv Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuv Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man in the couscous restaurant. Couscous? That must be on Daf Kuv Zayin. The man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lug bottle of wine, which reminds us, the next mission states that one who pledges to bring an offering of wine must bring at least three lugim, which is the smallest amount of Nesachim accompanying a carbon. If one pledges an offering of oil, the Tanakhama says he must bring at least one lug, but Rebbe requires three lugim. The Rabban hold Dun Minah U'Minah, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Since the principle of donating a Shemen offering is derived from menachos, we also derive that just as a mincha requires a single log, a Shemen offering also requires one log. Rebbe holds Dun Minah V'Oki Basra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lugim bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his Ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one specified to bring an Ola from Bakar, but did not recall which type, he must bring both possibilities, parva ego, a bull, and male calf. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his nesachim salad with a three-lugging bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, that he didn't leave any tip in any of the six boxes for nedavos, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Shishal and Nedava, there were six collection boxes in the base of Migdash for donated offerings. Numerous explanations are given why there are six boxes. Chizkiah says they were there for the six bate avos, paternal houses of Kohanim divided by the days of the week, which the sages instituted, Sheyashom Zeim Zeh, so there would be peace between one and the other. Since the skins of a karbanos brought from those boxes were given to the Kohanim on that day's base of, one base of may receive more skins than another, leading to disputes. Therefore, separate boxes were made for each base of. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss if the potential for Zrika is considered a shasa kosher for Tuma? That's on Duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that one may donate 3, 4, or 6 lugin or more as wine for Nesachim? And we have a question if Yesh Keva when Nesachim. That's on Duff. Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that one who's makdish one of his animals is makdish ba'ayin yafe? That's on Duff. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that if one pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, he must bring enough of it until he can say, I did not intend this much? That's on Duff. Kuf Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that a single ol which developed a mum can be redeemed and brought as 2 olos? That's on Duff. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that if one specified to bring an ol from Bakar but couldn't remember which type, he must bring both a par and an egel? That's on Duff. Kuf Zion. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a machlokes about the minimum offering of oil, whether it's 1 log or 3 login? That's on Duff. Of Zion. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that if one vows to bring a mincha of barley, he must bring one from wheat? That's on Duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss what is done with Moser Asirisa Eifa Shokon Gadol? That's on Duff. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn according to Rabbi Yehuda, an unspecified mincha is a mincha solus, which is Miyuchedus? That's on Duff. Kuf Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.